From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Iron Lake by William Kent Kruger. Now, let's begin with Iron Lake. Prologue. Cork O'Connor first heard the story of the Wendigo in the fall of 1965, when he hunted the Big Bear with Sam Wintermoon. He was 14, and his father was dead a year. Sam Wintermoon had set a bear trap that autumn along a deer trail that ran from the stream called Widow's Creek to an old, logged-over area full of blueberries. He'd found scat at the creek and along the trail and in the blueberry meadow where the berries were ripe. The trap was made as it had been in old times. Against a tree, Sam built a narrow enclosure of branches with a single opening. Over the entrance, he suspended a heavy log secured to a spring pole. The trap was baited with a mash of cooked fish, fish oils, and a little maple syrup. It was the first time Sam had ever built a bear trap, a nearly lost Ojibwe tradition, and he'd invited Cork to help him with the process. Cork had no interest in it. Since his father's death, nothing interested him. He figured Sam's invitation had nothing to do with both of them learning the old ways together. It was just another good-natured effort to make him forget his grief. Something Corcoran O'Connor didn't want to do. In a way, he was afraid that to let go of the grieving would be to let go of his father forever. Still, out of politeness, he accepted Sam Wintermoon's offer. Late in the afternoon, they found the trap sprung, but the bear was not in it. They could see where the animal had fallen, slammed down by the weight of the great log, which, when they'd hauled and set it, Sam had calculated at over 300 pounds. The log should have broken the bear's back.